Oh, black man. I said that I had a part of the show that was dedicated to y'all. I said that I had a portion of the show that was dedicated. And so when I seen these guys saying period poo with a T on the end of the period, when I seen guys in the chat saying period poo with a T on the end of the period, I knew that we were in the right show today and that this was going to be popping off. The likes is a little bit more anemic than I want it to be because it's over 3,300 people in here off of YouTube alone already. So make sure that y'all tab into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Hit a like for the algorithm and make sure you subscribe to the channel. Let's get into black men. So the question then becomes, are black men really, really supporting Kamala Harris? And if so, what does this mean? Let's continue.
More than 40,000 black men gathered for a video call one day after Vice President Harris announced that she would be running for the Democratic presidential nomination. The call lasted 4 hours and raised more than $1.3 million for Harris's campaign. But maybe more importantly, it allowed the group to discuss what her campaign required of them. Data shows black men have been reliably Democratic voters. But one man on the call felt that it was important to highlight a small group of black men who have historically resisted supporting black women seeking positions of power.
Illinois. So a simp. We had this conversation the other night, a simp. And I think that I'm going to pose this question on After Hours tonight, and I might even take a few callers to help me to understand whether or not we're using the term correctly. But let's get to this black man.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul was the one to stand up on that call. And he joins us now to talk more about what was discussed that day. Thank you so much for joining us. So this call followed a Black Women for Kamala Harris phone call, which, you know, I was blown away by the numbers. And then black men did even better, I think. But I'm curious about why you felt it was important to have a gathering like this, a space of all black men to discuss with the candidate, you know, what they needed.
Yeah.
First of all, let me just say this. I don't trust. What don't I trust, chat? I need y'all to bring the rest of the congregation up to speed of whether or not I inherently, and I'm not saying that these guys are not good guys. Maybe you work at a job. I remember when I first got into the steel mill, that they said, Anton, you have to shave off your beard. I was looking like a feline. Rita said, what happened to your beard? I see the Cash Apps. I'm going to read the Cash Apps. I remember y'all. I got y'all. She said, what happened to your beard? Who is this man? I don't think my daughter ever seen me without a beard. I don't think oh, yes, when I shaved it down. She was like, Dad, I inherently lose trust for black men that have no facial hair, no mustache, no beard. Where your stash at, man? So this is already strike one, all right? This is already strike one, but it doesn't mean that he's not trustworthy. We got to take into context what he says.
Well, you know, there are all sorts of issues where black men are disproportionately on the bad end of statistics. And I think there's a sense of excitement for Kamala Harris, and that's why quickly black men were able to gather and raise the type of money that you referenced earlier. However, there's been a concerted effort to undermine the support for Kamala Harris amongst black men with misinformation with regards to her role as a prosecutor.
I got exceptions for the military. Demetrius, I know that there are special circumstances. I had to take a respirator test before I started my job at the steel mill when I was working at the steel mill. So I get it. I understand. You got to do what you got to do, big dog.
Peter and her role as a California attorney general with regards to the incarceration of black males, playing on a sensitivity that I think it's not unique to black culture, but the misogyny of a few who are reluctant to support the leadership of a woman. And I want to reiterate, I don't think it's something that's unique to black culture. I think it's widespread throughout many cultures that some men are reluctant to support a woman, thinking that it weakens their stature as a leader. And I wanted to confront that.
Why does it mean that it weakens our stature as a leader because we don't want somebody standing in front of Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un? And that we also, on top of that, don't want to vote based off of identity politics. It says, let me see what he says. He says, sometimes as black men, we get confused as to what strength is. And sometimes we think that standing behind a black woman as a leader does not display strength as a black man. Let me tell you something, bro. I just want to be very, very clear with this. For everybody that is confused, I believe that the best person for the job is the best person for the job. That's A. However, I believe that there are certain jobs that should be designated for and allocated to men. So let's throw the black part out of it, because they always say standing behind a black woman in order to try to disparage black men in general. I believe that the best person for the job is the best person for the job. It doesn't also mean that women can't do some of the same jobs that men do, but inherently, women don't do some of the same jobs as men, even when they are in the same workplace and supposedly have the same position. When you are in a plant, most of the time they designate the hardest job for the man. Trust me, I've been there. When you throwing packages, you see mostly men, you do not see women. It wasn't until we started to evolve the technology to where we had assistance for women. And I remember when I was younger, when we was graduating high school, it was a lot of people that was getting summer jobs and they was working at UPS. And the thing was, like, you had to pick up so many pounds and all of this other type of stuff. And even when we was in a plant, it was just always like the men did the hardest jobs and they always had the women do the jobs. When you look at these linemen that's up here repairing the poles, I don't see women. When I look at that construction site and I see these people that's building these huge cranes and stuff, I don't see women. And guess what? I'm okay with that. You know why? Because there are certain jobs that are allocated and designated for women. Let me tell you something. I think personally that you get the best out of women when you put them in a position to where they don't even have to do some of the same things as men. When women have to go out and compete for resources and put themselves in the same positions as men, and listen, call me old school, call me traditional, call me anything you want, but don't call me broke and don't call me divorced. When women have to deal with some of the same things as men, they don't even look the same. They don't even think the same. They don't operate the same. They don't have the same mindset. They got to operate like chameleons. It's not natural. I drove by a restaurant the other day, and I got stopped at a stoplight, and it was on the corner of a busy street here in downtown Detroit. And I seen a whole lot of women that was outside, and all of them looked like linebackers. Are we going to get to the listen, we going to get to the brass tacks of things, or are we going to get to it? All of them looked like linebackers. Women ain't even women no more. Women are little men. A lot of these women ain't even women no more. Women are little men. We've conditioned ourselves so much so to where we now think that fat is thick. We call it thick. We don't call it fat. We say that she big boned, and we say she got that badonkadonk. It's not natural for a woman to be 250 pounds. It's not natural. It's just not natural. And I'm sorry. I am one of those old school men who do not look to my wife to answer questions on my behalf about what it is that we're supposed to be doing when it comes to how it is that we operate inside of our household. It's called head of household. Whenever I've ever dealt with a man or had a conversation with a man and he said, well, let me ask my wife first. He didn't listen. And it's nothing wrong with informing or checking in or saying, hey, what's going on? Hey, do you got anything? Did we have some plans today or something like that? He didn't say, hey, listen, let me see what's going on in the household and then I'm going to get back to you. He said, let me ask my wife. Let me ask if I can go. I automatically just lose respect for that type of guy. Automatically by default. I would never put my chick in certain positions because it's just not something that's going to be kosher for what I think makes the most sense in society. It's just not. And so not only that, not only do we look at it from that lens, but I also want to look at it from the lens that they always make it seem like we not men because we don't get behind a strong black woman. No, I am a man because I told my woman to walk on the inside of the street. I am a man because I said, listen, you're not going down that path. That's not for you. And it ain't safe to go down there. And I don't even want you to deal with that type of stress. You go over here and we're going to go over here and handle that. That's what a man is. It's not giving in and kowtowing and saying that we're supposed to do something. And I'm completely removing the identity politics from it. It's not that we're supposed to kowtow and then make sure that they're included. It's to make sure that they're protected from themselves sometimes. If your chick is the leader of your household and she not even seeking direction from you in order to make sure that she's going down the right path or that she's safe first, that's a problem for me. That's a problem for me. I move differently. I got a different mindset. I got a different way that I move. I don't even want my chick out here with a pantsuit on to go to work every day. I don't. I'm different. And it don't mean that I don't respect women, that I don't love them. I absolutely love them. I love you enough to protect you from yourself and these streets out here. Real talk. It's crazy. But let me see what this simp got to say.
Yeah, your quote I thought was really interesting. You said, you know, sometimes as black men, we get confused as to what strength is. And sometimes we think that standing behind a black woman as a leader does not display strength as black men. I thought that was, I guess that's part of the reason why you want a space like that, to say that something like that, that maybe you wouldn't say in mixed company.
My mom can't even do certain things without my permission. My mother-in-law can't even move a certain way without my permission. And they don't want to because they don't even want that type of burden. Why would you?
For lack of a better phrase.
Absolutely. I'm the father of a 24-year-old black woman who's in law school right now. And I want to encourage her to use that training to reach for the highest heights. And how can I do that if I don't fully support somebody with the type of background and experience as Kamala Harris to achieve the presidency and to be able to one day stand up and call a madam president? And if I don't fully support that, I, as a black dad to a black young woman, am not doing my job.
So let me
guess what? I'm a black dad to a black young woman also. And my daughter can't do some of the same things that the boys is doing. She not available. Nope. She not lifting no furniture. She not helping nobody move. She can help pack. She can help pack. When we move to different places, her and her mother, they make sure that they put all of the glasses together. They put the little stuff in there. You know, they can help pack. They organize stuff. They go in and they point to the movers where things is going, stuff like that. But they can't go and pick up no boxes. What are we talking about, man? Why y'all want y'all daughters to be so masculine? Why y'all want y'all daughters to be little men out here? When I say that men and women and boys and girls are supposed to be raised differently, that you don't supposed to have the same standards for your daughter as you supposed to have for your son needs to learn how to fail in a controlled environment. Women too, to an extent, but at the same time, they need to understand how they're supposed to be treated. It's a whole nother conversation. We not the same. Stop acting like we the same. We not the same. And I don't understand these black men that's simping for this woman. And I also want to ask y'all this. This is a question. Because I also want to include something else into this conversation. If she was a dark-skinned woman that looked like Whoopi Goldberg, would they support her the same? Would they mobilize? It's just a question. Would they mobilize behind her the same? I'm going to ask the uncomfortable questions that nobody else want to ask, because don't nobody want to be honest about what's happening out here in these streets.
Let me ask you this, though. You've seen some of the polls, right? There's some Pew Research Center reported in April that there's been a slight uptick in black men who identify as Republicans in 2024 compared to 2020. Much has been made of this very minor shift, because I guess we haven't seen something like this. It is minor. But why do you think Donald Trump has appeal to some black men beyond, you know, beyond what you suggested, which is perhaps some misogyny?
Well, I think, again, black men through both Democrat and Republican administrations have been on the wrong side of many statistics, whether it's healthcare, incarceration rates, unemployment rates.
Oh, now he's shaming. He's using shaming language. Okay, I got you.
And it's nothing new. And so I think he strategically senses a vulnerability there that he can attack.
No, we can't think for ourselves.
Equate himself to the circumstance of Black men who have been mistreated by the justice system, yet most Black men haven't had the privilege of being able to appoint judges that preside over their criminal cases.
Y'all do know, and I just want to say this, enough of this simp language, all right? Y'all do know that we've been basically aligned with the Democratic Party for almost 100 years, and we've gotten worse as a result of it. Umar Johnson said something that was uniquely profound. And he said, Black people have been supporting Democrats for nearly 93 years. And it bothered me. Heather just sent you something, Reed. I don't like that. Don't worry about it. We're going to get there. Black people have been supporting the Democratic Party for almost 100 years, 93 years plus. And they've got nothing as a result of it. And so then when we start to say, well, you know what? Maybe we need to start thinking for ourselves. And the men of our past absolutely led us down this pathway into destruction. And then they start throwing ad hominem attacks and say all this and that about you. And listen, you've been on the wrong side of this. And that's why your daddy went to jail and all of that. Look, man, look. I'm not into the shaming language. I'm not standing behind a woman. I'm going to have my woman stand behind me for her own protection just in case somebody breaks into the house. And I'm saying that literally and figuratively. Literally and figuratively. I'm tired of the shaming language, and I am on a war path right now. My entire mission is based off of dismantling all of this narrative that has come from our past, especially with regard to these men. I spent some time on the women last year. We're going to spend the majority of our time on the men this year. The D.L. Hughleys, that guy that was the Chicago Attorney General, the Steve Harveys, the Charlemagne's, give me another one, Ricky Smiley, the Stephen A. Smiths, all of these guys that have been pandering to y'all and is trying to advocate for y'all to continue to do the same thing, and they have no real understanding of what men are really going through, and they have never supported men in any way, shape, or form. And the only thing that they continue to care about is whether or not their female-led audience is coming out to their shows and dragging their husbands, their simp husbands, out to their shows. And they got bad jokes. And we starting to realize that the only good comedian that was on that stage was Bernie Mac in the first place. I'm tired. We not doing it no more. We going to dismantle this whole thing, and it's your turn. I am on a war path right now. I have zero spoke for women. We're going to go ahead and revisit y'all for 2025 because I am an equal accountability smoke giver. I have zero smoke for women right now. I am 100% zeroed in. I'm one of those people that just got tunnel vision. And Van Jones, all of them. Luke, Plies, everybody. We are going, and listen to these people, Luke. Luke literally gave y'all some of the worst music and portrayed y'all the worst ever. And has never been married to a Black woman, but has always profited. And he's sitting here having a conversation with y'all talking about supporting a Black woman. Are y'all not listening to y'all leaders? I can't wait. Don't worry about it. All of these guys are simps. They are step crash dummies. They have profited off of the disrespect of the women within the culture. And y'all listen to them and y'all take advice from them. And they don't have anything to offer you, and they've never done anything good for you instead of lead you down this path of destruction. So we're going to get to the core of it. We're going to really get to the core of it. I promise you, for the rest of 2024, that's what you got to look forward to. All right?